This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Megan Francella played golf and was a winner at every level. Junior champion, a collegiate champion, and a winner on the LPGA. Little more than a year ago, Megan walked away from playing the game and took up a new role. It's a pleasure to welcome Megan Francella to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Megan.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
All right, you stopped playing the game and you became a caddy. Talk to me about that transition.
Well, you know, I wasn't happy for quite some time playing, and the last few years in my career were a big struggle. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, kind of, you know, you're walking up the fairways, and when you're playing bad, you kind of feel like you're out there and you're the only one out there by yourself. And I just said to myself, what can I do where I can still be involved with the game but not swing the golf club? And so I thought, hey, maybe I can caddy. So that's kind of where it started. And then I went to Q school that year, and when I didn't get through Q school, that was it for me. I kind of said, that's it, I'm done. And I just decided to make some phone calls. I called a couple of the guys that I knew that caddied. I was friends with a lot of the caddies on tour. So I made some phone calls, and you know, it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be to find a bag, but I got a phone call from Heather Bowie Young, and she asked me if I would like to work for her starting the year. So that's kind of how that all happened.
What was the toughest part about making that change?
You know, I didn't really think it was that tough when I did it. Like, when I got to the first event, I guess the toughest part was, you know, everybody asking me, why am I not playing? Like, what's going on? So I think just answering the questions at first was probably the toughest part, but that obviously subsided after a couple tournaments. So I would say that was the toughest thing. And then the next part that was tough for me was when I went to Craft Nabisco and wasn't playing, because I'd finished fifth there twice. I'd played well. I loved the event. So I think that was probably the hardest part last year.
Did you have to mentally prepare, Megan, to hear those questions? I mean, it's one thing to get it into your head that this is what you're doing, but then to go out there for the first few times and have everybody ask you.
Yeah, I think it was, I think, you know, before I went, I just kind of had, you know, I was going to be honest, but I didn't really want to go into big detail about why I stopped playing. It was just kind of like, that was my decision. That was personally what I wanted to do. And I didn't really feel like I needed to go into depth about why I quit or why I stopped playing. So I just, my answer was, you know, I wasn't happy doing what I was doing, and I just wanted to try something new. And that was that. And obviously with my close friends, I explained a little bit more in detail, but, you know, really, it was my personal decision, and, you know, I'm happy with the one I made.
How accepting have the players been?
They've been great. Everybody's been great. I mean, my friends, my family, my coach, everybody's been very supportive. And, you know, I know my mom said at one point when she came to Atlantic City to watch when I was caddying, she had a hard time, you know, just because it was the first time seeing me on the other side of the bag. But when my player missed the cut and I came off the golf course and I wasn't upset and I wasn't crying, she knew I'd made the right decision, you know. So, but yeah, for the most part, all the players have been great. I mean, everybody's been really accepting.
Do you think any of the players kind of shy away from you because there, but for the grace of God, go them?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, everybody's been great. I mean,
okay.
I've not heard one bad thing that anybody's, you know, nobody's come to me with anything negative, that's for sure. But I think, you know, me getting hired out there is a little different because, you know, I think a few players out there might think of me still as a player instead of a caddy. So I think, you know, a couple years of caddying under my belt, and, you know, that transition will be a little bit easier for some of the players to see me as a caddy instead of a player.
We are talking with Megan Francella here on the Augusta Golf Show. You got yourself a bag for this year, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Tell me about your player, Min Lee.
Well, I actually got a phone call in July last year, and I was working for Pat Hurst at the time, and we had a couple weeks off before we finished the last four events. You know, we went to Michigan and I think Portland and Canada and another event, but I had 2 weeks off, and I got a phone call from somebody's agent, and they were like, we got an email from this girl who is looking for a caddy for the two events in New York on the Symetra Tour. I said, listen, I can do one, I can't do both. And it was in Albany, I could go to my parents' house, I can drive up there. So it wasn't a tough deal with my schedule. So I went out there, you know, meet for the practice round, I watch her hit like five balls, I'm like, this girl's good. You could just tell. And, you know, we practiced, you know, she didn't practice all day, she just got her stuff done and then we left, and, you know, which was great. I mean, she gets it. And the first round, she shoots 66, makes no bogeys, and I'm like, wow. And then she was leading the golf tournament the whole week until about the 14th hole of the last round. Sabina Park shot 62 and beat us by one. So we finished second, and it was great. And then I left, and then I got a phone call for the last three events of the year. She was 13th on the money list, and top 10 get their card. And you know, at the time, I really wanted to work the Evian, and I didn't have a bag because Pat hadn't qualified, and then she wasn't playing the following event in Prattville. So I was like, I don't know. I said, I'll get back to you, and I waited, and I said no. And then I got another call 2 weeks later. It's like, we really want you to do it, and I'm like, you know what? This girl's going to be good. Like, I want to go help her. So I went out there. First week out, she finishes second week wins, and then third week she finishes tied for seventh, moves from 13th to fifth on the money list, and gets her LPGA Tour card. So, and I must say the most gratifying thing was to watch her win. I mean, that was probably the best thing that's ever happened in my career, playing, caddying, anything. Like, just watching her win was unbelievable. I don't know, it was just very emotional for me.
Are you a better caddy because you were a player?
I don't know. I think caddying and playing are a little bit different, but I think I know now, like, caddying is a little bit, I don't know how to say this, but I kind of know what not to say, just because I know as a player, like, if my caddy said some of the stuff that, you know, I would say to myself when I was playing, I mean, it would just be, so it just would be good. So I've learned to be a little bit more positive, because I was very hard on myself when I played, and obviously I can't do that as a caddy. So
do you think you'll play again?
I don't know. Mm. A lot of people ask me that question. You know, I had surgery on my hand a few months ago, and I got in a little bit of fender bender and tore a ligament in my hand. So right now, I actually haven't touched a golf club since June, which is kind of driving me crazy. But professionally, I don't know. Definitely for fun. I mean, I love to play. Last winter, when I knew I wasn't playing in 14, I was still hitting balls every day and playing. I played like five or six times a week. And my friends would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, what? I still love to play. It's just I didn't want to make swings for my paycheck anymore.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I am. I'm truly happy. I'm glad. I'm glad I made the decision I did. It was a lot easier than I thought it would be. You know, I'm able to, it's the first couple weeks, I think, it was just so weird not traveling with my golf club. I felt like I was missing a bag every time I landed at an airport, because I'm so used to having my golf clubs with me. But I mean, it was nice. I was able to see a different side of it. And if I ever did come back and play, I think I'd be a better player for caddying.
What's the hardest thing about doing this? What's the physically the hardest thing about doing it?
I mean, I think being on somebody else's schedule is a little bit different. you know, because I would always, I'd be like, okay, I'll see you at 9. And then if I was 30 minutes late, it would be like, okay, sorry, I'm running a little late. Like, that doesn't happen on the other side. Like, if you're 30 minutes late, you're in trouble. So, like, if the Starbucks line took a little bit longer, like, sorry, I'm 15 minutes late. You know, do you want a Starbucks? Where, as a caddy, like, I'm showing up 15 to 20 minutes early instead of, you know, right on time. So, but I'm always on time anyway, but I think that's been a little bit of an adjustment, just being on somebody else's schedule. That was kind of hard at the beginning, but I learned to kind of deal with that a little bit better. Physically, I mean, the first couple weeks, my body was sore in different places. When I played, my back would really bother me, but caddying, my back doesn't hurt me at all. It's more my hips. So I think physically, my hips and my feet, that's been kind of tough on me. But other than that, I mean, once you get in shape and once you get used to it, it's fine.
She is Megan Francella out there on the LPGA this year. Thank you for taking the time, Megan, to do this. Happy New Year. Best of luck to you and your player. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.